Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Irv Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a line drive into right field. Jenkins picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jenkins. Blue moves to third. Simons moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. Simons moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a line drive towards center field. Schultz fields the ball and throws to first. Kress drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Kress. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate fires to first and picks off Kress. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-1 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shult moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Levy scores. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reynolds moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Fothergill scores. Sissel moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-2 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Frazier reaches second base with a double. Sissel scores. Appling scores. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, White Sox. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and has Frazier trapped. There's the throw to Melillo, who tags Frazier for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Blue steals second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simons takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Simons moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simons scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling strikes out. 1 out. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress races to the bag, beating Tate for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Frazier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Kress steals second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to first and picks off Blue. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Storti reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Wade pinch hits for Wally Hebert. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.